Last week, I talked with Dr. Cameron Webb. He's the senior policy advisor on COVID-19 equity on the White House's response team. It was the day the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gave the Pfizer vaccine booster its stamp of approval, just as the Oklahoma State Department of Health issued its release announcing booster availability statewide.
We got the announcement today, so I was just hoping to talk with you a little bit about kind of the basic science behind that for our listeners, why somebody would want a booster, how that helps them, just pretty simple stuff like that. I know some people were trying to get boosters before, so
Sure. What
do these announcements really mean?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing for folks to keep in mind is that everything with regard to this pandemic and recommendations around vaccines goes through a really extensive scientific process. And so there are a lot of folks involved. There's a lot of review. And so the FDA has a committee who makes recommendations. And so they met and made their recommendations to the Food and Drug Administration, which is part of the Department of Health and Human Services. Another committee, a committee for the Centers for Disease Control, kind of took all of the evidence, all of the data, and the recommendations from the FDA. And then from that, they made their recommendations to the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, about kind of who should have boosters and why they should have boosters.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit just about how boosters work and what kind of benefit that brings somebody who is, of course, already fully vaccinated?
You know, 6 months after that second shot, you started to see more vaccinated individuals who would have symptomatic COVID illness or who would, you know, require hospitalization, and particularly older individuals who had been previously vaccinated. And so the question was, are we seeing some of that protection wane? And where we landed was there's still good protection, you know, pretty good protection, but it is a little bit less than it was, you know, shortly after that second shot. And so the thought behind boosters is that it's going to give your body another chance to get stimulated, have that antibody response. People who got vaccinated more than 6 months ago are older Americans. It's folks with chronic medical conditions. Those are the folks who got vaccinated first. And so those would be the folks who need some protection. It's kind of good timing because it protects them in the midst of the surge.
So it sounds like after 6 months is the way to go. If it hasn't been 6 months, should you wait?
Yeah. So the recommendations are only for folks who got vaccinated more than 6 months ago. So if you got vaccinated, let's say in April or in May, this doesn't apply to you yet, right? It's really for folks who got vaccinated more than 6 months ago and specifically who received the Pfizer vaccine more than 6 months ago. You know, the FDA and CDC are going to review the data for Moderna, and that's 68 million people who've gotten Moderna. They're going to review it for Johnson & Johnson. That's about 15 million people who've gotten Johnson & Johnson. So they're reviewing all those data and making sure we'll have recommendations for every, so no matter what vaccine you got, they'll be able to tell you if boosters are necessary and what that timeline looks like. But for Pfizer specifically, it's greater than 6 months in one of those three categories: older than 65 years old, an adult with chronic disease, or you work or live in a place where you're at higher risk of catching COVID.
It seems like you've answered all of my obvious questions. Is there anything I should have thought to ask you or anything you want to add?
Well, the main thing I want to add is that this idea of boosters, and Dr. Walensky said it well, we can't boost our way out of this pandemic. So the priority remains the primary series. We still have about 70 million folks who aren't vaccinated. And the priority, our energy is still going toward getting those 70 million people vaccinated first and foremost.
All right, Dr. Webb, I think you've answered all my questions. I really appreciate you giving me your time.
My pleasure. You take care. Bye-bye.